Track 2. Alex Makupova. Blend in, but not too much. This installation was made specially for this exhibition in 2020, with the artist working in the gallery space. A sheet of wood measuring 16 foot square was attached to the walls and positioned diagonally so that 8 foot square was on the walls and 8 foot square on the floor. The artist then used acrylic paint to create the bright colours and design. This large work dominates the corner of the gallery, seeming to flow out of the corner and to spill off the walls onto the smooth wooden floor. It commands our attention with its painted bright colours and abstract patterns against the white background. Alex tells us, "I use strictly emulsion paint and I did mix colours myself. The patterns I create are my way of expressing my thoughts and state of mind. I create them randomly by using my intuition." The installation creates an enthusiastic corner in the large room. If we begin in the centre of the work, we find a loose-edged black shape tucked into the corner where the gallery walls meet. To either side of the black, cloud-like shape and underneath it are bigger shapes, again abstract and organic in form, rounded and curved, like boulders or clouds. To the right of the black shape is one of sky blue. To the left, one of mustardy sandy yellow. And underneath, one of a soft pale pink. Above, to the right, is a smaller leaf-like shape of autumnal orangey brown. If we travel to the left of the black shape, past the yellow shape, we reach other forms. A larger shape of pale green with three small circles to its left, almost as if they had broken off and detached themselves from the pale green shape. We then come to several purple shapes, another one of yellow, and spilling onto the floor, one of grey. If we return to the black shape and travel downwards to the pink shape, slipping onto the gallery floor, then to the right of this and creeping back up onto the wall to the right, is another area of yellow. This one lighter in tone, like a stretch of sand. Filling most of the central area on the floor is a beige shape, almost like a puddle on the gallery floor. In front of this, where the installation comes to a point on the floor, there's an area of blue, like the sea. Adding to the dynamic qualities of the work are markings and lines of colour emanating from and overlaying the different shapes. In particular, lines surge upwards from the central black cloud. Ribbons of pale blue and pale pink and dark red wiggle upwards and curve around the yellow shape to the left before tumbling to the floor and stretching across the white and painted areas there. Another ribbon of orange loops and curves to the right. Darker yellow lines give definition to the big blue shape to the right, framing it in places. Squiggles of dark paint entertain the eye to the right of the blue shape on the white background, and smatterings of dots and dashes look as if they're sprinkled over the lower areas of the work. Another design of two small interlocking circles, painted in blue, is found on the floor. and at the top of the yellow shape. In some ways, the pieces or shapes could be seen to be standing tall like a stone circle. In others, they appear to hover and float against the white background. They seem to have a three-dimensional quality. Alex Makupova says, "As an artist and creative person, my goal is to make people happy when experiencing my art. I'm passionate about bringing art into the most unusual places, where you expect to find it the least. Imagine if the world was our canvas. I want my art to consume the bad and unleash the good. I want people to forget about their worries and surrender their bodies and minds to colours, just like when we were children and the world was our oyster. The idea was to express the feeling I sometimes experience when you want to blend in, yet stand out." Alex's contact details are as follows. Her website is Alexandra Makupova, that's MACUPOVA.com. Her Instagram is at AlexMakupovaArt. Alex answered the following questions. Where in the north of England are you based? Liverpool. What does living in the north mean to you? Pride. It means being surrounded with kind, generous and honest people who look after each other. It means community and having someone to rely on in difficult times, even if that someone is a stranger on the bus. What inspires you? Surroundings, memories and experiences, emotions, determination, success.